DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
The Anton Savage Show Sunday.
Brought to you by PwC. Combining talent and technology, we're hardwired to find solutions.
On News Talk.
I mentioned the level of passion that there is and the level of clarity that there is in the text coming in. People saying there was no confusion. We voted no, and we voted no for the following reasons. And one of the people who is quoted repeatedly in those texts is Michael McDougall for the role that he played in the no campaign. We spoke to Senator McDougall yesterday morning about his original prediction that this would be like the Senate referendum and polls would say one thing, but eventually the vote would go the other. We didn't at that stage know just how significantly the vote would go towards no. It is the single biggest no defeat in the history of the state. Michael McDougall is with us again. At this point, you've had 24 hours to reflect, Senator, and to analyse the kind of feedback that's coming through in the papers. To what do you attribute the sheer level of the no vote?
Well, I think two things. I think that the people did understand the outline of what was being put before them, and I think they decided no, that these changes in the Constitution were not worthy of adoption. And, I think, at the very beginning yesterday, listening to radio coverage, people were saying that the people were confused and the government had failed to explain. In one sense, of course, they did fail to explain it because they couldn't explain the durable relationship change at all. But in any event, I think the people had a long, hard look at what was being put before them and said no thanks.
Do you think, therefore, I mean, one of the ironies of this is that it has long been discussed, the possibility of the change to the articles in respect of a woman's place in the home and all of that. There has always been a suggestion that it might be altered. This probably puts that suggestion to bed for another several decades. No government is going to rerun this, are they?
Well, I mean, you use the phrase there, Anton, woman's place in the home. The Constitution never said that, but I mean, apart from that, I know what you're saying, that some of the language seemed a bit 1930s-y, but the Supreme Court had, in many, many cases, stressed that the Constitution is a living document, and on a number of occasions it said that that particular provision isn't some offensive throwback, but is a valuable protection and recognition of women and mothers. So I don't know who actually is concerned to change it. The simple fact is it's doing some good, could do more, but it's doing no harm whatsoever to anyone.
Where do you put the blame for the failure of the referendums? I mean, obviously, a lot of the no side, as I said in the text, you're getting a lot of the credit for a lot of the arguments on the no side. But was this a poor choice of wording? Was this poor campaigning? Was it ill-advised to go to a referendum on these matters at all?
Well, I start with the last proposition. There is no blame in the sense that the people have an entitlement to be consulted if there's to be a change. And they said they do not want the change that was put before them. Now, you might raise the question, could some other change have been put before them that they might have adopted? I don't know, but all I'm saying is the Constitution is not broke and there's no need to mend it. It's doing no harm to anybody. And, you know, there were people saying that this would be a setback for Ireland. The Taoiseach said that. I mean, it's only a setback for the government. Everything is as it was 3 or 4 days ago. There isn't some catastrophic, climate change in Ireland. But what possibly has happened is that kind of woke activism has reached its high point and now realises that the people see through some of the political correctness and virtue signalling that has been masquerading as politics.
Can you explain that? What do you mean by woke activism and virtue signalling?
Well, I mean, you know, you have one European election candidate in Dublin who claims that the government recognises 9 genders. I don't, and nor do most people in Ireland. You have people taking out the word woman and mother from social welfare legislation and talking about pregnant persons. this is a kind of part of a mindset which is, I think, at the very best, misguided.
So do you see this then as marking a high watermark of a certain political ideology that is now receding?
I do, in one sense, that I think that this was to be a grandstand effort to sort of say, you know, we made, and by the way, I supported them. I supported the repeal of the Eighth Amendment. I supported a marriage equality referendum, and I worked and campaigned for both to succeed. But ever since that, I've seen people saying, right, well, next business, let's find some other issue on which to press home this kind of gender ideology agenda. And I think people have said, no, you're going too far, please stop.
I got a text to say, I'm a family law barrister. I'd be a Fianna Fáil supporter and generally a liberal, but I could not support the insertion durable because, one, it's unclear and would require a High Court definition. Two, it could actually be more restrictive. Well done to Michael. To that last phrasing, well done to Michael, we're getting a lot of that. Are we likely to see you put your hat in the ring for the general election on the basis of the kind of support you're getting?
Well, today isn't a day to reflect on where I'm going, but one thing I would say is this: it wasn't just me. I mean, there were about 10 members of the Oireachtas in both houses, Tom Clonan and others in the Shannon, Gerard Crockwell and Ronan Mullen. And in the door, you know, you have Pella Tobin, you have Michael McNamara, you have Catherine Connolly, you have Verona Murphy, Noel Grealish. There were in both houses, there were people who stood out against the tide and said, "Sorry, we are not going to be steamrolled in the way that the government did." And let's remember what they actually did: they introduced a guillotine and shoved it through both houses of the Oireachtas with 3 hours to debate all the amendments. And at the end of the 3 hours, a motion was put down saying all amendments are discarded, the wording stands. Now, that was disgraceful. It really was disgraceful. There was no pre-leg scrutiny. There was no opportunity for a committee of the Oireachtas, which would happen with normal pre-legislative procedure, to call in tax officials and immigration officials and other people to say, how does this affect your territory?
Indeed. Well, I want to get a government reaction to that. Before that, thank you for your time this morning and for yesterday morning. That is Senator Michael McDougall, who was significant in the No campaign. Lisa Chambers is with us as well, Fianna Fáil Senator. Lisa, do you accept, first of all, the suggestion that the manner by which this was chosen, the use of the guillotine, was disgraceful?
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen more debate on it. I don't think it would have made any difference to the wording that was put to the people, if I'm being honest. The government has a large majority in the Shannon and a majority in the Dáil as well. So it wouldn't have changed the outcome of that process. But certainly there was views expressed by members that there wasn't enough time given to just trash out the issues. I think that's a fair comment.
And how did you get it so wrong?
Well, in terms of the referendum, first of all, I would say that I voted no. I think the government, the intention was good. I mean, if we look at what was being proposed, people were not happy with the wording, but the intention behind recognising carers and recognising other families, you know, like my own blended family, that was, they were good intentions. I think
there's an element of the road to hell being paved with them, isn't there?
Well, look, I think, you know, today will be a day for reflection. And I think people voted no for a lot of reasons. There wasn't any one particular reason. I think, you know, from my perspective, a lot of women voted no in relation to what's been termed the Care Amendment, but I kind of viewed that as the Woman's Amendment and the removal of the word mother from the Constitution, which I was not in favour of. And I think that many women silently just thought, no, I'm not liking that. I'm not happy with that. For lots of people on that amendment, they were not happy with the definition of care and keeping it within the family. So people had different reasons for voting no.
What about Michael McDougall's broader point that he sees this as the high point of a certain political ideology, what he described as woke activism and virtue signalling? Do you accept that?
For some people, yes. I mean, I just from reading some of the commentary kind of yesterday and today in relation to that I think Michael's speaking to the Care Amendment in particular and the kind of the gender language. I personally, and just from talking to friends as well, the idea that it was being sold as a positive, that we're going to have gender neutral language and remove mother from the Constitution, on International Women's Day, I think really irked a lot of women. And I think many of us found that quite condescending. And I think there was just a silent movement to say, no, we're not happy with this. We like the special recognition for mothers in our constitution and we want to retain that. Notwithstanding that, myself and I'd say lots of others would have said, yes, we do want carers recognised though. We do want to do something in that space. But the proposal just didn't meet the requirements for everybody. And that's why I think there was such a strong no vote. It wasn't for any one reason, but certainly from a lot of women, I think there was an element of we don't want to be removed from the constitution. And look, women is mentioned in other parts of the constitution and you would have heard that in the debates, but that would have been removing the word mother. And I think a lot of mums, today being Mum's Day, you know, I think a lot of women were saying, no, hold on here a second, but still would be very supportive of acknowledging care in the constitution. So I think the wording was the issue as opposed to the intent in what was been trying to achieve. And similarly with the family, I think there was more confusion around the family, the proposed amendment around family, because lots of people will say and acknowledge, of course, we want to recognise, you know, single parent households or different, you know, blended families like my own and different family structures. But I think the term durable relationship just threw up so many legal questions.
That you're getting support in that in some of the texts coming in. Michael McDowell does not represent the vast majority of women who voted against the care referendum. We absolutely want to remove that outdated sexist language, but not at the expense of those who need care. The two issues were conflated. Please stop the over-representation of Michael McDowell's conservative viewpoint. Time is against us, Lisa, so we will leave it there. Appreciate your time this morning. That is Lisa Chambers, who is Fianna Fáil Senator.
The Anton Savage Show.
Brought to you by PwC.
Sunday mornings from 10. On News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.